Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. And we're so pleased today to have the president of Bragg Ann Arbor join us today. He is the owner of Tandem Tile and Stone, Steve DiGiuseppe, and it's so nice to have you back with us. How have things been going since COVID hit us almost a year ago now with your business? Have you been able to keep working?
Well, we are among some of the trades that have been very fortunate that we have been able to be working. We were part of the shutdown last year, April, May, and then we're allowed to get back to work beginning of May, and we've been able to stay busy ever since.
So you're finding, like many in the trades, that people being home want to spruce up their homes, I'm sure. Are you seeing a lot of that?
Well, people are spending a lot of time at home, and they seem very interested in improving their homes. And so I think all of the trades have been very busy, answering the call for the need to improve our homes and our spaces and the different ways that we're using them now.
Well, that's been the one bright spot, I think, the fact that the home improvement industry has been able to continue working for the most part. I know that though you are looking for more people to get in the trades as well, talk a little bit about what that is like as far as the pool of talent that you have available.
Yeah, Bragg has always had a focus on bringing new people into the trades. And for people who are considering a career adjustment or a new pathway, the trades are a good place to consider because we've been able to stay very busy. We've been able to do our work safely. Our crews are able to maintain a safe protocol. And we're in a time where we're seeing so much need for work. Most companies are hiring. Most companies are willing to train people who come in with zero or little experience. And I think it's a time that it's a good pay. Many companies offer benefits. It's a great time to consider being in the trades.
I know that Bragg Ann Arbor promotes classes and ways for young people to think about these jobs as a career. What's the best way for someone to go about getting into one of these trades?
Well, certainly reaching out to the office at Bragg is a good place to get started. The website, Bragg Ann Arbor, also has job postings on that platform. So those are both good ways to get more information or get connected with one of the tradespeople who are members at Bragg.
And conversely, I think anyone doing those home improvement projects, if you go to BraggAnnArbor.com and check out the members like you, Steve, these are professionals who are licensed, who know their work like nobody's business. And I know whenever I have a home improvement project, that's where I start to see who's on that list. So it's another great way to get connected, BraggAnnArbor.com. I want to talk a little bit specifically about Tandem Tile and your business. How did it start for you, Steve?
Well, I originally got my degree from Michigan State in horticulture and spent three quarters of the year outside working on homes exterior. And then I got into the tile trades by spending my winter time indoors doing tile installation. And at some point decided it was a good year-round avenue and changed from the landscape industry over to tile 100% of the time.
Great story there. What are some of the new products that are coming in and what's the in thing to do with tile and stone these days?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of new products, mostly in the setting materials or what we call the substrates that make the installation much more water and vapor proof than they used to be. And that allows for easier build of steam showers. It allows for easier incorporation of in-floor heat into the tile product. And it also, it helps our crews a lot because these materials are much easier to work with, a lot less dust when you're working with these materials, and the weight is significantly lower, and so it's just a lot easier on the installers physically. So we're enjoying those a lot, of course, being on the insulation side.
What are some of those products for the substrates that have helped with that improvement?
Well, there's a company named Schluter that we work with a lot that provides a lot of those products. There's also a Michigan company called Noble Products, and they also manufacture and supply many of those products as well.
What about the actual thing that we see, the stone, the tile? What's new in that arena?
Well, mostly it's in the larger format tiles. Tiles are getting bigger. Tiles have quite a range of finishes and patterns to choose from, so you can get almost any look that you want. Lots of new geometric type pattern tiles that fit together in different ways that can be very attractive. And just this idea of using a much larger format tile so that you're getting a lot more of the pattern that shows through those large format tiles.
I love the large format for one thing. That's less grout, right?
It is less grout.
Because that's the one problem, I think, with tile, especially if it's not done well or it's improper grout that goes in there. That's what you notice right away when something's starting to wear or get older, right? And it's hard to clean that.
Yeah, and I think that is probably the biggest negative impression that people have on tile. And there's a significant improvement in the grout technology, so that's less of an issue than it used to be. But as you said, we're also using less grout because the tiles are getting bigger.
Yeah, I love the bigger tiles. What about stone? Talk a little bit about those products and where you're putting the stone too.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of natural stone that's available. Travertines and limestones are still very popular. Marble we're seeing used more as an accent in backsplashes or frames that would be an accent behind a stove or behind a vanity in a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a lot of natural stone where clients or designers are using it to tile the entire wall behind their bathroom vanity as an accent. That's very attractive.
Yeah, and I've noticed that in kitchens too, where they're carrying that all the way up to the ceiling now. Are you seeing a lot of that?
Yeah, right around the chimney style hoods that people have over the stove, and they carry the tile all the way to the ceiling around it. That's really attractive too.
That looks really nice. We're talking with Steve DiGiuseppe. He is with Tandem Tile and Stone. Tell everyone where you're located.
Well, we're in the Ann Arbor area. We have an office on the west side of Ann Arbor off of Jackson Road, which doesn't have any client traffic because we don't sell or retail tile. We're just installers.
And right.
So mostly it's where we have our crews meet and keep our equipment and things.
How do you work with your clients then in their selection of what they want in their home?
Sure. So usually our client interaction begins with on-site or in-house meeting, if the client is comfortable doing so. We've done a few Zoom meetings, and we can do a lot by email, but usually it will begin by me visiting the home fully masked and fully protected to look over the project and discuss their options with them that way.
All right. And let's talk a little bit more about the pandemic. I mean, obviously everyone knows about, how to stay safe. Is there anything that you do differently when you're working on a project in a home with your crew and then the family that's there?
Sure. There are some standard protocol things that most businesses are doing where the crews have masks and they're taking daily temperature checks, and gloves and hand sanitizers and wiping down surfaces that most companies are doing. There are times where clients have a little bit more of a concern, and so we might build a plastic tent area where we're working, and maybe even a tunnel of plastic from the door that we're using into the workspace so that we can completely isolate our crews from their living space while the work is going on. And that can also be accomplished if that's needed.
Once a project is done, we want to keep our newly tiled space beautiful. Are there products or maybe even things we should avoid when we're trying to clean tile and stone?
Sure. Well, certainly there are some tiles that are going to be easier to maintain, and we talk about that a little bit on our website, the different types of tiles and the different maintenance levels that might be required. With many of the porcelain tiles, their porosity is very low, and so the absorption of any kind of dirt or debris is very, very minimal, and so it's easier to clean. There are some excellent products, some that you can buy locally at any of the big box stores that have the ability to clean your tile on a regular basis that work very, very well.
All right. And you can go to tandemtile.com. You've got a lot of great information on your website, tandemtile.com. And certainly our listeners have a lot of choices when it comes to hiring a tile contractor. But you got to find the right contractor and compare proposals and really take a look at the work that they do. And I know you just do beautiful work. I've seen a lot of your projects that friends of mine have, Steve, and just it's impeccable work. It's really lovely. What's the secret to being a good tiler? What's the secret to that?
The right personality of a good tiler. That would be a long discussion. But generally, it's somebody who's very detail-oriented and somebody who's very patient. Because, most of what we do does not happen very quickly. And really the key to a great tile job, and anybody who is doing their own project, I certainly happy to give out advice, but the better that you prepare the area before you tile it, the easier it's going to be to get a really nice looking tile project.
Yeah, so true. Well, you were an exhibitor in the home show that the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor held every year in March. It has been postponed again this year because of the situation with the pandemic, and no event dates have yet to be announced, but we encourage people to go to BragueAnnArbor.com because it'll be posted on there when that does get scheduled, BragueAnnArbor.com. And that's just the home show is just a wonderful way for people to really get a chance to see many of these providers of the talent that we have out there, the products, what's new when it comes to improving your home. So we're looking forward to that date getting set as well. And I know that you also wanted to speak very briefly about the fact that Bragg has this reliable network of suppliers and subcontractors, labor and services. Encourage other businesses out there to join Bragg. You're the president. And what is the value to that for these businesses, do you think?
Well, Bragg is a fantastic resource. And right now is one of the more difficult times to do business for anybody, including the construction trades. And Bragg is a very reliable resource as far as, what you might want to follow from the state's executive orders all the way through to which suppliers are available and how do you connect with them in order to get the materials you need in order to do the work, all the way through to connecting with student home builders programs and finding good employees. So it's just a fantastic network. We are, doing some virtual meetings, and as it warms up, we'll do more outdoor events like we did last summer. But it's just a great way to connect with other people in your trade so that you have a resource for questions or concerns, and also a direct line to the building department, our local areas, and that helps a lot too.
Yeah, that's a good point. Steve, one final note. We've seen in some businesses that there has been a slowdown in getting products because of the pandemic. Have you seen that in the stone and tile industry?
Yeah, we've seen similar delays where supply lines, the delivery time has been extended. Some of them have even been canceled from certain areas of the world. But we're experiencing that. I think that most of it's been solved over the last 3 or 4 months. We've seen it improve, where last summer there was a much bigger challenge.
Glad to hear that that's coming back as well. Well, visit tandemtile.com and you'll learn more about Steve and his business and great tile installers. Steve DiGiuseppe, great talking with you today, president of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. And you can visit BragueAnnArbor.com for more information. Wonderful talking with you. Thank you.
You as well. Good to see you. Thanks very much.
This is the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.